age was like the cholera. Not everyone had it yet. But both would claim many more before they subsided. Fish got Smets and Tully inside the skull and crossbones and sat them down. "We don't move. We let the rumors come to us. If they turn favorable enough, we'll head for the wall whenever it looks like we've got a chance to get out. Smeds, go put yourself a pack together, stuff you'll need to travel." Tully whispered,
"What about the spike?"
"It can take care of itself."
"Where the hell is it anyway?"
"Smeds, go pack." "I don't know, Tully. I don't want to know. All I care is Smeds found a place so good, nobody else has found it." Smets felt Tully's angry stare as he moved away. The first flurry of rumors spoke more eloquently of human savagery than it did of human nobility. Despite knowing the mob was in an ugly mood, the regiment handling the executions had been caught off balance by the violence of the outburst following the first execution. They were swamped by the responding fury. 800 died before panicky reinforcements, in no good order, arrived. Several thousand civilians and several hundred more soldiers died before it broke up. The fleeing citizens took a fair supply of arms with them. Small to medium-sized riots bubbled up all over Orr, anywhere the Greys appeared weak. A mob tried to storm the civil palace. They were driven off, but they left several fires burning, the worst of which raged out of control for hours. A huge mob attacked the regiment that had moved in to beef up protection of the south gate. Many captured weapons surfaced there. The mob overwhelmed the regiment, but failed to flush the gate guards and failed to take the top of the wall. Archers posted there soon dispersed them. Fish did not let Tully or Smeds go out once. Come nightfall, the situation grew both more chaotic and more sinister. The hard-pressed soldiers began to lose discipline, to indulge in indiscriminate slaughter. Youths got out and set fires, vandalized, looted. Individuals pursued private feuds, and the world's densest population of wizards decided to become involved, decided to gang up and eliminate their toughest competitor. They rallied a mob and went after Gossamer and Spider Silk. This time, the attackers broke through. They exterminated the bodyguard force. One of the twins was injured, maybe killed. The entire center of the city seemed to be afire, and total madness spread with the news. It got so it seemed everyone in the city was trying to murder someone else. The crowd of wizards turned on one another. Chaos had not trespassed much in the neighborhood of the Skull and Crossbones earlier, but now it came creeping in with a crash and a clash and a scream. Smed said, "We gotta get out of here." Fish surprised him by agreeing. "You're right. Before it gets impossible, let's grab our stuff." Tully was too worn out to do anything but go along. The other hangers-on watched them dully as they slipped out. Half an hour later, without serious misadventure, they had established themselves in the dark murk of a partly collapsed basement, barely 100 yards from the place where Timmy Loken had died.